All right, time to fire up the phones and get those pet questions answered, because Dr. Fiona is here ready to take them on. You ready to take on those calls one by one?
Absolutely. I'm very excited and looking forward to it.
And I know there's some other things that we'll talk about today as well, a few bites that you've seen in the surgeries as of late.
Yeah, a couple of dog fight wounds, so I thought we could discuss aspects of that and also, I guess, extrapolating dog behaviour, how to anticipate if something like that's going to happen.
And maybe some of the etiquette around the dog parks as well.
Absolutely.
And good afternoon, Richard from Bishop's Bridge. You're our first one. You have a question, Fiona, today on your 15-year-old Maltese cross. What's the go, Richard?
She's continually licking her paws.
Yeah.
They get a brown stain on them.
Yes.
And, I don't know what to do with her.
So, Richard, is this something that happens year-round or is it particularly bad at the moment?
Yeah, basically year-round, Fiona.
And do you find she licks anywhere else, Richard, or is it just her feet?
Oh, she'll lick different parts of her body, but basically, it's just her paws.
Just the paws. Okay. And have you ever taken her to the vet or had any medications or shampoos or anything for her?
She has been to the vet, but a good while now since she's been, I bath her with dog shampoo.
Yes.
And I just can't get rid of the stain and back to licking the paws.
Yeah, so that staining that you're talking about, Richard, it's what we call saliva staining. And it's a surefire way for a vet to be able to tell where a pet has been licking. And I'm sure you can see the difference between her paw, the fur on her paws and the fur in other places. Richard, this summer has been a shocker for allergies in all our pets. We see lots of it on a daily basis, itchy skin, itchy feet, ear infections. So you're definitely not alone there. I would definitely recommend, there are a couple of new medications on the market in the last few years that are simply brilliant for controlling skin allergies. So I would definitely encourage you to have a chat to your vet. There's pros and cons for each of them, but we use them multiple times on a daily basis because they're so effective. And particularly in an older dog, they're pretty safe to use as well. So I would definitely recommend giving your vet a call and we can see if we can make him more comfortable.
All right. It's she's a wonderful companion for me.
Yeah.
I love her to bits.
I'm sure she's a special one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks very much, Richard.
And Dr. Fiona, ready to do some more investigations?
Absolutely.
All right, let's see how we go. Good afternoon. Jenny at Fern Bay, you have a question for Fiona. What's going on, Jenny?
My dog's okay. But I've just been talking to a friend.
Yeah.
She says her cat has started a piddle in the middle of her bed.
Okay, yes.
And I've got a friend who has to shut the doors because her dog piddles in the middle of the bed.
Okay.
Now, what do they do that for?
Look, Jenny, there is a number of reasons that something like that can occur. It is almost always, particularly in cats, it's almost always due to behavioural reasons. In dogs, do you know how old the dog is?
Oh, he's coming up 3.
Okay, so still fairly young. If we've ruled out something like a urinary tract infection, then in dogs often it would be either behavioural or sometimes related to incontinence for various reasons.
But you raise
an interesting question. So cats often hide their stress really, really well. And often one of the first signs we get in a cat that maybe they're a little bit stressed or got their nose out of joint is if they start toileting somewhere other than the litter tray.
Yeah, she's going. She did So at the door where another cat would come and annoy her.
Yeah, okay.
But now she doesn't do that anymore, but it's on the bed of her owner.
Oh, poor thing. Do you know if there's any blood in the urine at all?
I don't know.
No, okay. Yes, so I guess different advice potentially for the cat friend and the dog friend, but the cat friend definitely more along the behaviour lines. Do you know if there's more than one cat in the household?
There's just one cat in the household, but there could be other strays around, you know. We live in a village, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, look, if an indoor cat can see a cat outside, that's absolutely potentially a source of stress. And catching it, there are lots of environmental things that we can do within the house to make the cat more comfortable. So I would definitely suggest giving her vet a call and getting some advice about, you know, what to do with the litter tray and what to do. Maybe it might be worth closing the blinds or providing more hiding spots or more food and water or more litter trays. So lots and lots of things we can work on to improve the cat's stress levels, definitely.
Right, okay. Oh, I'll talk to her about that and see if we can get a result.
Feeling better. Yeah, definitely.
Fiona, looks like, as always with these lifestyle programs, you start somewhere, right, and you end up with a theme.
Absolutely,
We have a theme today.
Apparently so.
Urination is the theme.
It's kind of relevant for a lot of people.
Look, it really is. Good afternoon, Pam at Singleton. Your toy poodle is also leaving little leaving messages across the house.
He most certainly is, and I really don't know what to do with him. He's 2.5 years old. I mean,
yes.
Other than that, he's house trained. He has access. He could get outside. He's always done it occasionally. He'll go 3 or 4 weeks and then I'll get up and I'll find a puddle.
Okay.
But the last 4 mornings I've got up and there's a puddle for me. And he sleeps on my bed, always has done.
Yeah.
And I don't sort of, I'm not aware of him getting up through the night. They're very fresh, but I can't catch him. He seems to hop out of bed and come out and do it before I've got out of bed. And I don't know what to do with him. I have another little dog, a little female, little Shih Tzu Cavalier cross, and she's an absolute sweetheart. I have no issues with her.
Mm.
But and I had her when I got him, so it's not that another dog has turned up or
yeah, okay. So, Pam, you mentioned that the last 4 mornings it's happened, but prior to that, how often would it be happening?
Look, maybe every few weeks.
Okay.
But he also, I have another family member lives in a granny flat attached to my place, and he's barred from there because he just goes in there and he will pee anywhere.
Okay.
You know, on the floor, on the carpet, on the rugs.
Is he de-sexed, Pam?
Yes, he was de-sexed when he was 7 months old.
He's
a purebred. I know where he came from. I bought him from a friend who's got his mum and dad.
He was
my only pup. I think maybe that's his problem. I don't know.
Is it only that overnight wee that he's doing in the house, or does he do it during the day?
No, never.
So it's overnight?
It's the first. I take him outside last thing at night before I go to bed.
Yeah.
He always does a wee. He doesn't like wet grass or long grass. I've well and truly established that. It's in the mornings. Yeah.
And can you put a time frame on when it's happening overnight, or you just don't know?
I think it's happening first thing in the morning.
This morning.
I got up around about 7. He got off the bed and I was awake and I thought, okay, quick, I'll put you out. He'd already done it.
When
I got out of here.
Pam, probably the two simple things I would suggest that we try to start with. First things first, it may well be for whatever reason, he's just struggling to hold that volume of wee for that length of time. So as much as I don't want to be the one to tell you this, it may well be we need a 4 a.m. alarm out to the toilet for a few weeks.
That's occurred to me because I used to get up through the night and I thought, now, should I take him out?
Look, I would absolutely to start with. And if that's not having success, then the next thing I would suggest you do is take a urine sample to your vet to make sure he doesn't have a UTI. Because animals that have a UTI they feel like they need to urinate much more frequently. Okay, so
right, okay.
They would be the two things I would suggest. The other thing you could consider, if it would work in your circumstance, is to get him used to being in a crate, okay? And then you will, if he needs to toilet, then you'll probably find that he'll whine and scratch, and then that will wake you up, and then that's when you can take him out.
But I'm not sure, after 2.5 years of, you know, being mummy's boy, I don't think he'd take to a crate very well.
I should
have done that when I first had. I've had him since he was 10 weeks old, so it's not like, you know, he's been anywhere else.
My suggestion, Pam, is to start by just setting yourself an alarm in the wee hours of the morning.
And get him up.
No pun.
Well, that'll work. I said I'll get myself up, so I'll just get him up.
He may look at you strangely for the first few times, be like, "Mum, why are we up at this time of morning?" If that saves the puddle, then it may well be worth it.
All right, best of luck with everything there for you, Pam. Good afternoon, Brett at Gilliston Heights. Now, being lunchtime, Brett, we'll try and be nice and sensitive on it. Let's just say it this way. Your 8-month-old golden retriever likes to consume some of the parcels that are left around from your 2-year-old Kelpie.
Yes, exactly right, yeah.
And how long's
it... Will they grow out of it, or will it be an ongoing thing, do you think?
Either are possible, Brett. Usually puppies do puppy things and they like putting things that they really shouldn't in their mouth, and I suspect that is more than likely what's going on with your golden retriever. How long's it been happening for, Brett?
Ever since they've had him, she's a female.
Mm-hmm.
They've had her since 8 weeks old, and so virtually she's got the taste of it, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Number one thing that can be the most helpful, it involves so they're not your dogs, Brett, they're family or friends' dogs?
My son's and his girlfriend live with me, and then the little Kelpie's mine.
Okay.
They've got the golden retriever, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Look, first thing absolutely that I would recommend, it's going to require some vigilance, but the second that Kelpie does a poo... You got to pick it up.
That's what I'm telling
you.
Them,
don't
talking to a brick wall.
Yeah, I can't help with the brick wall business, but I can help with the dog advice. Doing is we're removing the opportunity for the golden retriever to do the wrong thing. Okay. Puppies get bored. They need physical and mental stimulation. And if pup's in the backyard and there's not much to do, and she'll wander around and be like, "Oh, that looks something interesting. Yeah, I might eat that."
Yeah, I know. She got lots of sticks and lots of toys to play with, and they've dug lots of holes for a pair of them. But it's just when they have their meals, that's what happens.
She'll
follow him around, and then if you're not watching, like you said. There it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, look, vigilance, number one key for a number of months would be my first suggestion, Brett, which involves, no intervention really from a medical point of view, and that should break the habit, because they're just, the access is not provided. The golden retriever doesn't have access to the poo, so you remove the temptation, and then with time, hopefully, and age and maturity, she grows out of it.
All right, best of luck with everything there, Brett. 4921 6216, Dr. Fiona's got some advice. Hopefully we can sort of stay away from the bathroom end now.
We're well and truly there now, so we may as well keep going. Any toileting issues, feel free to call.
That's what you do. That's how you do it at Pet Chat here at 2NURFM. Dr. Fiona is here, and good afternoon, Debbie at Rathmines. You also have a dog that just likes to wee on the bed whenever it feels like it, Debbie.
Yes, that's right.
Tell me more, Debbie.
I said he's a 5-year-old Maltese poodle. I have a 15-year-old girl who's never been house trained properly, but I've put up with it for 15 years, so it can't be much longer, but... She doesn't do it on the bed, but he's just, it's like a defiance thing. So I keep my door shut, which I have done for ages and ages and ages. And then I think, oh, well, maybe he's okay now. I'll open the door. And, yeah, he'll just go up there. It's no pattern, no rhyme or reason to it. It just happens.
And is... How long has it been happening for, Debbie?
Oh, a couple of years, I suppose.
Did he have a number of years where he didn't do it and then he started doing it?
I can't really say that with... No, I don't
Not
think
sure.
so.
Okay.
No.
And are we...
So the puppy, he couldn't get up on the bed, of course.
Yeah, okay. Is he de-sexed, Debbie?
No.
Okay. And... When is it that it happens? During the day, overnight? Is
no,
there a time
during the
thing?
Day.
During the day.
During the day. If I'm not in the room, which I don't live in my bedroom, obviously, then he'll just, I don't know, takes it upon himself to just go in there and it might only be a dribble or it could be a full one. It's not...
Okay. Does he wee anywhere else in the house?
Oh, yeah, anywhere he likes. But I think that's a little bit because of the other dog not being trained properly, so he's marking his territory over the top of hers.
Yeah, righto. Is the female de-sexed or not?
She is now. She wasn't. Like, she's had two litter of pups after the last litter.
Okay, so she's
had her de-sexed.
She's de-sexed. Yeah. Look, I think there's a couple of issues going on here, Debbie. Definitely the hormones that he has present if your other dog is urinating in the house. Entire male dogs like to be the last animal basically to wee on that spot. So I think in a way you've possibly created a bit of a rod for your own back there. It's possible to retrain him, absolutely. But he, I think, has very mixed messages as to where the toilet is. So he's busy marking his territory over where the other dog wees. But the other thing is, if the bed is a favourite, would you say the bed's a favourite spot to wee, or it's one of many, or?
It's just one of many. It seems like a defiance thing because there's a lot of stairs for them to get outside. And you go out of my bedroom and takes two or three steps. Oh, yeah, I'll do a little bit on the corner here before I go outside and do it.
And when he does that, are they just a few drops or is that a full-on wee?
No, just a few drops.
Yeah. Look, the testosterone's going nuts, Debbie. I think you've got, unfortunately, a lot of work ahead of you to manage that. But if you can't, really the easiest thing to do is keep that door shut 100% of the time. I mean, you need to do things, and I'm sure you probably have already, you know, very much wash the bedding, wash the doona with enzymatic detergent so that you're getting the urine smell out of it so that we can't smell it but also they can't smell it. But you've got to basically keep whatever areas you don't want them to wee in, you need to keep those doors shut or you need to have them in a crate when they're inside and you take them outside on toilet breaks and then you get a reward when you're outside. But I think it may be a bit of a challenging journey ahead of you. It's absolutely possible, Debbie. It's just going to require a fair amount of commitment and time. Yeah. But
the
absolutely.
Other thing that he does do, it just sounds silly.
Yeah.
If I say, did you do this? And he looks at me and he growls.
Okay.
You know, and I just say to him, you're a naughty boy, don't do that.
And how often after he wees are you doing that, Debbie?
Oh, it's not. It's spasmodic. You know, I don't always see. The silly part is I don't see him do it. I find it. But I'll find the evidence and I say, did you do this?
If you can catch him within about 5 seconds of him doing it, there's a benefit to saying that statement. Otherwise, all he's doing is getting confused about why he's getting in trouble. So if you do have a whoever your regular vet is, absolutely they can give you more advice, more specific for your situation. But it's possible, but you've got a hard road ahead of you, Debbie.
And the other thing, when you've touched on the testosterone bit, I said the girl's de-sex has been for quite a number of years, but every now and then he will not leave her alone. It's like she's in season again and it just keeps happening.
How often is it happening?
Every 2 or 3 months.
Okay. It would, at that frequency, it's likely to not be related to being in season, because that's normally only something that happens every 6 months.
Yeah.
So I probably can't answer that one briefly, Debbie, I'd be considering getting him to de-sexed as well. I think it would help, but I don't know if it's going to solve all your problems.
We're here for a couple of minutes just hanging and banging with Dr. Fiona as part of Pet Chat. We've got our dog and the cat of the week to come. Now, Fiona, we've probably got room for one more if we get one more call through. I'm going to take a punt that it will not be on toilet problems.
Toileting issues. Look,
or do we just go for 100%?
We shouldn't laugh, but they are laughing. They are very much a significant problem for those owners involved.
Absolutely.
You know, dealing with urine in your house is not particularly nice, particularly when it's in a place it's not supposed to be. And often it's not necessarily a straightforward issue that can be easily fixed. Often it does involve veterinary intervention or some further advice.
As we go week in, week out, we are learning that not everything is a straightforward fix. There can be some steps and stages.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're after a quick fix, you're probably not going to get one.
All right. That's a great logo, isn't it? The pets, if you want a quick fix, you're not going to get
one. No such thing.
Great segue into adding a new pet to your family.
Yes.
With our dog of the cat of the week. Let's start with the dog today, Fergie. 2-year-old border collie cross.
Super cute.
She's very super cute. Toilet trained. Let's just start there. This one's toilet trained.
That's a winner.
It's a winner straight away. Walks well on a leash. Started the crate training. Is food motivated. Loves playing with toys, the squeaky ones particularly. Only barks when I play and don't even mind the humans going out, as long as I get to hang with my dog pals as well. So loves to wrestle with the foster brother that Fergie's with at the moment as well.
Yeah, no, she's very cute. I think she'd be a great family pet for someone. While she's a border collie cross, she's actually quite small though. So they're saying 13 kilos. So sort of think large Jack Russell type size. Looks full of energy, full of beans, but super smart. So, you know, would be great for agility or, you know, those sorts of games that involve the physical activity but also the mental stimulation. So she'd be a great pet for someone.
High fence, and as long as you've got the time to look after. And within 20 seconds, we have a cat of the week, black and white, Waffles. What a name.
He is also ridiculously gorgeous.
Loves
and
a snuggle.
Looks pretty easy, low maintenance.
And loves people as well. How cool is that?
He's very, very cute. Yeah, have a look. Jump online and have a look.
Yep, that's at the Pet Chat page at our website, 2NURFM.com.au. Dr. Fiona, we've done it. We've made it all the way through.
Oh, look, just when you thought you'd run out of things to talk about, the toileting comes to
There's plenty more to go. All right, well, we'll catch you next time you're here. Thanks for your time as always.
My pleasure. Lovely to be here.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.